Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Eiduyos, and we're up to Parakei Mishnah Vav. Akavi ben Mahalalel heyed arba dvarim. Akavi ben Mahalalel was made four different things that he heard from great Tanoim. Amulah l'cham satim, Akavi chazor b'cha b'arba dvarim she'yisa omer. They said, Akavi, change your mind about the four things that you used to say in the name of all these great Tamid Chavim, v'naschav beizdin l'yisrael, and we'll make you an av beizdin. I mean, you have these four weird shitos, so we just can't be makabel. So as long as but you're so great, so just change your mind on those shitos, and we'll give you all the cover in the world. Amar lahana, Kavya said back to them, Mutav li likari shoto kol yamai. I'd rather you call me a fool my entire life, v'lo la'asol sha'achas rasha l'fnei hamakom, rather than to be a rasha for even a moment in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo yu omrim b'shvil srara chazerbo. I don't want anyone to ever say that I backed out because I was interested in a position of power. So what were these testimonies that he had? Huyeh metame, Sa'ar ha'pakuda. He would say that when you had something on the skin, tsara'as, in a white hair that was left. What is it? Yeah, that was left from a previous tsara'as. So meaning a hair inside of a nega turned white, and then the nega disappeared, and then it came back, and those white hairs were still there. So Akavia held that the new nega is considered to be absolute tsara'as based on the fact that it has white hairs in it, even though the white hairs are there from a previous nega. Vidama yarok, and the other thing he said is that if you have yellowish blood, yarok in Tanoim doesn't mean green. Yarok kikarti means green. Yarok means yellow. That's tame. V'cham mitar, v'cham say that's tahar. A third thing, v'ya matir sa'ar b'chor balmum shenashar. He allowed getting hana from hair that came off of a b'chor that was a balmum while the animal was alive. V'yinicho b'chalon, the Kohen who owned it put it in a cubby to put it aside. V'achar kach shachto, and then he shechted the animal. V'cham mosin, and the Chum said that it's usher to get hana from that hair that fell out while the b'chor was still alive, because we don't want Kohanim hanging on to b'chor balmum in order to be able to get wool from the, you know, it's a sheep and he's going to shear it over and over and get all this wool. So the longer it stays alive, you know, the more trouble it's going to cause. Hu haya omer, fourth thing that Akavia said that the Chacham didn't like so much. Ein mashkan lo sigarsol sushivcha meshuchreres. We don't give the mesota to a gyores or a shivcha meshuchreres. Yes, we do. So amru lo the chum said to Akavia, ma'isa b'karkemis shivcha meshuchreres shaisa b'Yerushalayim. There was a story of a charkemis who was a shivcha meshuchreres. She was a shivcha kananis who was freed in Yerushalayim. Charkemis might just be her name. V'yishkua shmaya v'avtalion. Shmaya v'avtalion gave her the mesota. So how can you say we don't give mesota to such a woman? Amalehem dugma hishku. He said they didn't give her the real mesota. They gave her a placebo. Viniduhu. So the chachamim, because they viewed Akavia as making fun of Shmaya and Avtalion, as saying that they weren't being sincere and they weren't actually giving the mesota, so they put him in a nidui. They put Akavia in a nidui. Umes pinidui, and he died while he was in nidui. V'saklu bezin esarono, and bezin stoned his coffin. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? How could it be that someone as great as Akavia was put in Nidui? She'ein azar ninelis b'fnei kol adam Yisrael. On Erev Pesach, when they were bringing the Korban Pesach, the doors of the azar were never closed on anyone in the all of Klal Yisrael that was on the level b'chachma b'yerzchet k'akavi ben Mahalalel, on the level of wisdom in yerzchet like Akavi ben Mahalalel. He was a great Talmud Chacham. Ve'es mi Nidu, so who did they put in Nidui? Elazar ben Chanoch. It was Elazar ben Chanoch she pikpik petaras hayadayim, who didn't take seriously the takonas chacham of being metar yadayim. Ukshemason, when he died, shalchu bezin v'nichu evin al arono. They sent bezin sent to put a stone on his aron. Malamish kal masada meis b'nidir sol kanas arono. And that teaches us that anyone who dies in the Nidoy, Beis Din is going to stone their Aron to a certain degree. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin. B'shas misasa amal b'no. When Akavi was dying, he said to his son, B'ni chazor b'cham be'arbad dvarim she'yisi omer. You can back out on the four things, my four strongly held opinions. So amalo, Akavi's son said to him, halom lo chazartabach. If you held that these are opinions that don't need to be held, then why weren't you chazer? Amalo, he said, ani shamatim p'yam rubim ve'im shamim p'yam rubim. I had my traditions from a merubim, from a lot of chachamim, and the people that disagreed with me heard from a lot of chachamim their way. So since I heard it as the majority opinion, I had to maintain that opinion. Since they heard it as the majority opinion, they had to maintain their opinion. But you heard my opinion from just me, and you heard their opinion from lots of people. So you're supposed to follow the majority. So Akavi's son said, do me a favor, speak to your friends about me so that they'll accept me and they'll be good to me. Amalo, he said, Eini mafkin, no, I'm not going to speak to anyone about you. Amalo, Shema avla matzasabi, are you angry at me? Did I do something wrong? Do you think I'm not worthy? So Amalo, lav, he says, no, chas shalom, I think you're wonderful. But ma'asecha yikarvucha u'ma'asecha yiracha kucha. There's no legacy tamid chacham over here. How you behave and what you do is going to be ultimately is going to decide your fate and the kind of person you're going to be and whether you're accepted among the Talmidei Chachamim. Just your last name is not going to get you where you need to go in life. Okay, so to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we said that Akavi ben Malala said four things that they told him they'd make him the Rosh Yeshiva if he just backed out on them. And he said, I'd rather you call me a fool than be a Rasha in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I would back out on a strongly held position because I'm interested in some position of authority. So what were they? He was Metame, a previously existing white hair in a Nega. He was Metame, yellow blood, and the Chamor Metare, those things. He allowed using the hair of a Bechor Balmum that was left locked up in a Kabi, and the Chum did not. He would say that you cannot give Mesota to a Gioris or to a Shivcha Mishuchraris, and the Chum said you can. And the Chum even said that Shmayan Avtalion did so. And he said, nah, they were giving a placebo. And according to the Tanakhama, Akavi ben Malal was put in Nidoy for saying that about Shmayan Avtalion. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no way Akavi ben Malal was put in Nidoy. He was so great. It was Elazar ben Chanoch that was put in Nidoy, and because he made fun of Netilas Yadayim. And whoever is put in Nidoy, they have to put a stone on his Aron. They're so clean as Arono. And then Mishnah Zayin, we said that at the time of Akavi's death, he told his son, you shouldn't hold my opinions because the opinions that the Chum disagree with me about, because you heard it from the Merubim to disagree with me, and you only heard from a Yachid like me. So you have to follow the Das HaMerubim. And the son said, maybe you can speak to your friends on my behalf, and give me, they'll be good to me. And he said, no such thing. Only what you do and how you behave is going to decide your ultimate fate. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav.